Music from Bruges, it's called basically on UJFM Breakfast. Absolutely love it, man. She always blazes hot. DJ Zidley before that with Dr. Duda with Go.
Love it.
So this morning we're chatting about, well, what are you willing to sacrifice so that Eskom never has load shedding ever again? Ever.
Gee. That would be so nice, guys.
Like, if there's one thing you're willing to let go of, what would it be? Our question this morning was, what would you be willing to sacrifice for eternity if it meant load shedding would never happen again? Marshall, what are you putting on the table? Let's hear. Eskom wants to know. The Eskom board wants to know. What are you putting on the table?
I'll go back to my ex.
So you're willing to go back to your ex?
Yeah, I'm willing to go back
to my ex. In exchange for eternity.
Yo, I'm willing. Hey, I'm willing. I'm proper willing. I'm like, hey, dude, let's work things out. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, excuse, you know? You know, there's that thing, why are you going back to your ex and whatnot?
Do you know what? I don't even think that's a thing. I think if you want to go back to your ex, you're welcome to go back to your ex. I don't think anybody should judge it. That you got to give us more, Marshall. No. You got to give us more. Would you give up Henny for life for never having load shedding again?
Now you see.
now Eskom board is getting things that it wants from you.
Now they're getting too personal. No. Hennessy.
No. All right. We'll enjoy load shedding. We'll have Hennessy and load shedding at the same time. Andy, what are you willing to sacrifice to the Eskom gods so that we never have load shedding?
Wow, today's Q&A is actually so tough. Look, it's tough in the sense that I don't think I actually have. I'm not that attached to much of anything, so if I lost anything, you'd be like, okay, well, we move, you know. I mean, you could say we could do like letting go of booze, but I don't drink that much, so I'd be willing to let that go. I'd be willing to let go of cigarettes and weed because I don't smoke either.
Why are you letting go, but you're not doing them?
I'd be willing to let them ban all hublies because I also don't smoke hubly.
I don't understand.
I'd be willing to let them ban chocolates because I'm not a chocolate lover.
I don't understand.
It's a tough one. I really have to say, there's really nothing I feel that I'm that attached to that I could survive without it. I could say ban like all recreational events, like parties and festivals, and be like, okay, we move. I mean, I don't think there's much that I can lose that would prevent me from really living a normal life.
Sandile, a sad, sad young man.
I say, and I will archive this voice note. If Andy ever decides to run for president, I'm going to remind people that this man is willing to ban chocolate and cigarettes and booze and everything because he doesn't enjoy it, so therefore you
can't
enjoy it.
And events as well.
In fact, you know what we must do? He must sacrifice one of his languages. He cannot be a polyglot anymore.
Yeah,
he must become a glot.
Yes.
You become a glot. You're only allowed to learn one language.
Not a poly.
Yeah, you can't be a poly. No, that's too many.
Yeah, you're a glot. That's it.
For me, what am I willing to sacrifice? That's a big one. I'm willing to try out the Vlad vaccine.
For Corona.
I'm willing to test. Oh. I'm willing to do that so that we never have load shedding again.
Okay.
I'm willing to never speak ill of the leading political party.
Haha. Did you see that? What's trending right now?
I saw what's trending. So that's why I'm willing to do that.
Sure.
Wow. Cupcake, that's great. I'm willing to make a peace offering that in exchange I will never tweet anything bad and criticize government if you never implement load shedding ever again.
That's a tough one.
That's what I'm willing to sacrifice.
Sure. Wow, Nick.
Yeah. Look, if I was to tell you take my exes, I'd be like, I'd gladly give you my exes. Take my exes with you. They're all yours. Yeah. So he says, I'm a minimalist at heart, and our movement prefers a limited attachment to stuff, basically limiting what we don't need. I love that. That's right. I mean, limiting what you don't need.
Okay, so that since he's a minimalistic individual, does he also in bed is the same?
No, that wasn't dead air. That was us keeping quiet. All right, maybe. I wouldn't know. Odie, what are you willing to sacrifice?
So I'd be willing to stay single just so that the lights could stay on.
Oh!
Guys, Mjola is showing so many of us flames. Zonda can even attest to that. So, trust me, I feel like it's much more peaceful if I deal with stuff alone and without anyone interjecting in my life. So yeah, I'd remember.
And you have electricity.
Just so that we don't have load shedding anymore in South Africa. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
But then on the, you know, I've got friends who
Odie needs to tell us a story. What's going on here? Odie, send another one. What's going on? Are you single? Or what's going on? We need the juice. Give us the juice. It's a Friday.
Here's the thing. And I've got single female friends as well.
Yeah.
When women are single, they let themselves go. So
yeah.
They stop shaving their legs. They start growing a mustache. They don't do their eyebrows. They just like let their hair grow out.
No more wig and whatnot.
I've seen that. I've seen that with single female friends. They'll be like, oh, I haven't shaved my legs in like 2-3 months.
Yeah, same here. And it's not like we are bad mouthing them. It's facts. You know?
It's if that gives you I wish I could do that. I wish when I'm single I could just let myself go.
Yo, I can't. Not here.
Even my haircut. I mean, I need to get a haircut every month. Like a friend of mine asked me, how often do you get a haircut? And I'm like, every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And she was like, why? I was like, because then it starts looking terrible. It looks like I'm from Boxburg.
Exactly. And it's so far.
I was like, right now I'm looking like I'm from the richest square mile in Africa. Yes. I don't want to look like I'm from the poorest square mile in Africa.
Ah, Binoni. No. There's borders upon borders before you get there. And your hair's already grown. So by the time you get there, it's like 2022.
Yeah. And they've overcome COVID naturally.
You know.
Euphonic, all the moves. We are UJFM Breakfast. Good morning. What are you willing to sacrifice so that we keep the lights on? Let us know.